You're listening to Soul Growth with me, Jade Stoner. Here we go beyond performance and surface level success and return to your true source of power, you. When you come home to yourself, when you allow your soul to lead, you access a depth of peace, safety, and self-trust that success alone was never meant to fulfill, without losing your edge, ambition, or vision. You get to live a life that feels as eternally rich as it looks outwardly impressive, and it begins within you. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Soul Growth Podcast. So, what is today's episode all about? Well, as always, it's about you and supporting you in mastering your inner game and creating your best life. And at one of the very first levels, that is about getting super clear on what it is that you really, truly want in your life. And you need this clarity so you know both what your North Star is, where you're going, because that will keep you on the right track. And it's also so that you know what it looks like when you actually get there, when you actually achieve your goals. So, what do you really, really want in your life? Now, I know that you already have some goals and intentions for yourself. And so, more than this being about like the very first steps of figuring out what you want, this is more about refining what you've identified and checking that it matches both who you are and who you're becoming. And very importantly, if those desires are what you truly want deep in your soul. So one of the first things to ask yourself is, are the desires and goals you currently have for your life what you want? Or are they things that you think you should want because that's what the people around you that you think are like you want? Are any of your goals an industry or societal standard that you think you need to conform to? But if you're being truthful, you know it's not something that you really want. You know, if you're working towards creating something in your life that is based on things that you believe you are supposed to want, but you don't actually really want them, you're very likely going to struggle and find it really hard to motivate yourself to actually make them happen because they aren't something that came from you. And this is also true if you've got any goals that you're pursuing because there's something that your family want for you or your partner or any other person of influence in your life. Again, you'll probably find them draining to achieve. And if you do achieve them, they won't give the satisfaction and the fulfillment that you desire because they weren't really your true desires in the first place. And that can lead to frustration and turmoil inside of you. And that's not the vibe. So it's really important that what you say you want is what you really, really want and not what someone else wants for you. You know, this is your life, your movie, and you get to decide. You get to choose what that looks like for you. So as you reflect on what it is that you want for your life, something else to ask yourself is, are any of your goals there because you feel like when you achieve them, then you'll be worthy enough or valued? Again, if your goals are rooted in this lack energy, you'll likely have a difficult time actually making them happen because the universe is trying to help you see that you don't need the goal to be any of those things. Your value, worth, and enoughness is not in any accolade or award or achievement. It's already inside of you. You are already valuable, worthy, and enough. And if you're trying to achieve a goal from the lack of belief in this, you will either, like I've said, have a difficult time real-lifing it, or when you do manage to real-life them, it's very likely that you'll sabotage them because you don't have the inner foundations to hold them. And you see this happen a lot with money and lottery winners, right? I don't know what the percentage is, but it's a very high percentage of lottery winners that end up squandering all the money and end up in a worse financial position than they were before they'd won the money. And that's not because of how much they won, it's because they didn't have the inner foundations to hold that amount of wealth. You know, you can't be a millionaire on a £100 mindset. So that's why working on your inner game and healing your past and your disempowering beliefs and changing your subconscious patterning is so, so important. And no goal, achievement, person, thing will ever be enough for you if you don't feel like you're enough first. Are any of your goals watered down versions of what you really truly want because you don't want to seem like you're too much, or because you think you're being realistic, or you know you can achieve what you've set your mind to, like the watered down version of it, but the full version of it, oh, not too sure about that. So better to play it safe, right? Or have you watered down any of your goals because someone else has told you to be realistic, or they looked at you funny when you shared your desires with them? Is there a desire that you haven't even dared allowed yourself to own because it feels so fucking big? Here's the thing. I know it can be scary to fully step into your power. And just like with most of this personal development work, it's not something that you do once and then voila. No. It's something that you do over and over again, step by step, bit by bit. That's how you elevate. Not in one big magic wand jump. And I also know this. God, the universe, placed your desires in you for a reason. You are made to realize your true desires. Even if they are big and scary to you, they're not to the universe, right? You're not meant to manifest half-assed basic desires that you may have convinced yourself you want, or that you've settled into believing you can have because of your past experiences. You are made for so much more. You are made to manifest your desires. So have you ever watched any documentaries about famous people? I absolutely love watching them. And also those movies and programs that are like based on their lives and their career success. And I watched one earlier this week called The Playlist, which is based on Spotify and how the company started. And I've also watched ones about Walt Disney and how that company started. And I've watched documentaries about Sean Puffy Combs, or Love as he's known today. I've watched ones about David Foster. And one of my favorites is called The Defiant Ones, which is all about Dr. Dre and Jimmy Iovine, who founded Beats Headphones. And I find them all so inspiring. And what I see in all of them is that, first of all, they knew what they wanted. They knew where they were going, even when they looked like they were loco, crazy. And people around them were telling them to compromise and how it can't be done and all of the other kind of crap that could pull them off their path. And they kept it moving anyway. You know, they persevered in the face of humiliation, adversity, grief, and all kinds of challenges. And these people are names that we know today that have careers and brands that influence the way that you and I live our lives. I'm a Disney fan. And when I was in Florida years ago at Disney World, you know, just that one piece, that one small piece of the Disney dynasty, I just thought to myself, this all started as an idea. Started with a mouse. Everyone told Walt he was crazy, that it was stupid, that he shouldn't do it. It was just all a dream in one man's mind. And now look at it, right? What if none of these people had ever been clear on their vision? What if they'd never been clear on what it is that they wanted? What it is that their souls were telling them to create and achieve? Or what if they'd given up before they achieved their dream? The world would be so different. I'd be different. Maybe you'd be different. You know, I don't know what your dreams are, and it doesn't matter that they may not be something like inventing the next big thing or changing the shape of an industry. Your dream could be to get married to the love of your life and raise beautiful, emotionally healthy and happy children, homeschool them and live in the middle of nowhere and live off the land. The point is, that dream is still a dream and it is valid. And it has been placed inside of you for a reason. Your desires have been placed inside of you for a reason. And it is your job to real life them. Not to worry about how big or small you think they are. And you're not crazy or selfish or any other bullshit thing that your ego monkey mind is telling you. Remember that that part of your mind only has one job. To keep you where you are, where it perceives safety. And just like a petulant child, it will throw all of its toys out of the pram to try and get you to let go of your dreams and to stay where you are comfortably. But your job is to overcome that, to move beyond the discomfort, grow and real life your dreams, because the world needs you. And when you hear that voice inside of yourself say, "Who do you think you are?" or you hear those words from someone else, your answer is this: you are fucking stardust made real. You are a child of God. You are the one in something like 64 million chances that was fertilized in your mother's womb and born. You are a freaking miracle, and it's time for you to own that and go show the world what you're made of. And all of this reminds me of one of my favorite quotes that was either written by Marianne Williamson and made famous by Nelson Mandela, or the other way around. I can't remember how the story goes, but it doesn't matter. What matters is these words: our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond all measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightening about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We are all meant to shine as children do. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It's not just in some of us, it's in all of us. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people the permission to do the same. And as we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. How beautiful is that? Now, getting back to getting clear on what you really want. So what I've shared with you so far is a great starting point for inspecting your goals and weeding out the ones that aren't what you really, truly want. You know, the ones that don't light you up when you think about achieving them. And so you can delete those ones. And then with the goals that you have left, the ones that have made it through the editing process, it's time for you to do a litmus test to check that they are a match for who you are becoming and who you want to be. You know, you're not chained to any goal. And if in doing this part, you see that a goal you set for yourself a few years ago isn't really what you want for yourself anymore, it's okay to let go, even if it was a desire from your heart. If it no longer aligns with who you are, it's okay to tweak and refine it too, so that it does align with the vision you have for your life now. Remember that you are always growing and your desires are something living and breathing, and they get to evolve and elevate with you as you grow too. So when you've done all this editing and reflecting and you're left with your truest desires and intentions, this is a really great opportunity for you to reconnect with them. Reconnect to why you want them and how they are going to make you feel. Because here's the thing, it's easy to get caught up in life and the mundaneness that can come with parts of it. And so your desires just fall by the wayside, like they're there, but you're not as connected with them and you've lost the feeling of how much they mean to you and what it will mean for you and those you care about when you achieve those goals and how they are going to change your life. And this is especially true with the bigger goals, you know, the ones that take longer to bring into the physical and the ones that are long-term, even lifelong projects. You know, it's kind of like a relationship. At the start, it's new and exciting and you're looking forward to the journey ahead, and then life kicks in. And the thing is, relationships don't really get boring so much as we stop putting the same energy in as we did at the beginning. And it's the same with those bigger goals in life. And so it's important to kind of date them, to spend some time with them, to reconnect with them frequently and tap into those dreams. And the water that feeds your desires is your energy, your passion. So this is the time to pour some of that on them. And remember that just because something is taking longer to come to fruition, it doesn't mean that it's not meant for you. It just means that there's a few more things to be rearranged in the universe for you all to line up and connect. And another tip is to detach from the outcome. You know, you've got to be okay with them not happening on your timeline, and remember that there is a divine timing to everything in your life. So when you get clear on what you really want, it's like having the coordinates programmed into your inner GPS, and they become like your North Star. And you can start to take the aligned actions based on what you want, and you'll stop doing the crap that doesn't line you up with what you want to create in your life. And between where you are now and where you want to be, there is a gap. And your work is to follow the golden thread of life, take the inspired actions, and do the work on your inner game to close that gap. And I've already said it, but I'm going to say it again because it's so, so important. This is done step by step, decision by decision, day by day, moment by moment. Stop looking for the quantum leap. They do exist, but your desires are mostly achieved day by day, bit by bit, and it all adds up. So what's something that you can do today to move you closer to real life in your desires? You know, most people try and do all of this stuff at the end of December or the beginning of January. And whilst doing it at these times is better than not doing it at all, what I've come to realize after years of doing it that way myself is that there's a power in starting to review and put into play some of this stuff earlier in December and even from November. Why? Because your 2023 success starts now. Not on December 31st or January 1st, but now. And in fact, the wheels are already in motion. And by starting to take action now, what you're going to do is alleviate some of the pressure that inevitably builds up around the new year. And whilst pressure has its place in life, it can also overwhelm you and create resistance, which stops you from moving forward, which is part of the reason why so many people have abandoned their goals by mid-February. That's not what we're going for. So again, what's something you can do today to close the gap between where you are and where you want to be, relevant to those goals that you really, really want to create in your life? And it could be as simple as spending an hour one evening doing some research for the business idea you have, or ordering a book that's going to help you with something you want to make happen. Or if you're planning on starting yoga in the new year, why not start now? Ease yourself in gently and release some of that new year pressure. This is your life you're creating, so make it count. So that is all for today's episode. Share your biggest takeaways with me on social at I Am Jade Stoner and use the hashtag Soul Growth Podcast. I look forward to seeing you next week. Big love as always. Mwah. Thank you for joining me on Soul Growth. There's something in this episode that was meant for you to hear. Whatever it activated within you, trust it, act on it, and remember, it's all soul growth.